is not racist, and it's impossible for you to misinterpret it as such.
And now it's time for a quick fact from the Big Book of Racism.
Mo, I'm going to head it towards the Don Cornelius's favorite funky white boys and girls. And if you don't know who Don Cornelius
please educate those that don't know who the great, late great Don Cornelius is.
So Don Cornelius used to host this variety. Well, not really necessarily a variety show, but this dance show called The Soul Train.
Dance and performance show called The Soul Train.
And he hosted it from the 1970s until 1993.
Created it. Owned it.
He owned it,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, that was the, that was a Don Cornelius joint, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, well, I did not know that.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So Soul Train obviously was catered to the to black people.
People with soul.
Yeah, people with soul, people with groove,
To the title, Well, we don't have to dance around it. Yeah. You know, they had American Bandstand.
Yeah, we had Soul Train. But in this book, Don Cornelius.
Hold on, let me get the Soul Train thing.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Let me see if I can get it here.
But also in this book, Don Cornelius highlights his 10 favorite funky white boys and girls.
Because I think there became a time when obviously black artists would appear on American Bandstand, but not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And scattered through the seasons. And I think American Bandstand ran for a long time.
Oh, really?
So Soul Train was the BET of the American Bandstand.
But people loved it. And I felt like it was culturally important.
Listen, the Soul Train, I don't even remember watching a lot of the musical acts because I don't know that I was into it as much, but that Soul Train dance line, woo-wee.
That was the best part. Yeah,
well, absolutely. But yes, there were a handful of white artists that appeared on Soul Train that were designated or deemed by Don to have a lot of soul.
Have a lot of soul, yeah. And I'm going to start with number 10, Mose Allison. If you don't know who Mose Allison is, he was American jazz pianist and a singer-songwriter. Number 9, Michael McDonald.
Yeah. I'm missing soul. I'm on Soul
Train. Allegedly, Mr. Don Cornelius, he loved Michael McDonald. He loved his music. Wow. He loved his style, and he loved him as a person.
The Doobie Brothers were, Doobie Brothers were a soulful Southern outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, should I refer to the Doobie Brothers as a Southern? They were a Southern rock. Kind of blues.
Yeah, they
were everything. But they definitely, there was a Michael McDonald's voice dripped soul, blue-eyed soul.
He really does, yeah. He was also in Steely Dan. Was he in Steely Dan?
No, he wasn't in Steely Dan.
Oh, never mind.
Said, understand something. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Steely Dan may be the whitest of the white.
My bad.
Outside of Boston, there may not be a whiter band than Steely Dan.
My bad. I apologize.
How dare you?
Number 8, another blue-eyed soul singer, allegedly Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Come on now.
Absolutely. Yeah, Rat Pack. Yeah.
I did not know Frank Sinatra. Did Frank Sinatra, these appeared on Soul Train or were his favorite?
Don Cornelius' favorite people that he interacted with. And some of them came on the show as well. People that he interacted with.
I don't remember Frank being on Soul Train, but I get it now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't Frank Sinatra like he refused to perform unless Sammy Davis Jr. was able to perform with him?
There were times when venues were far less accommodating to Sammy Davis Jr. or not accommodating at all, and he would not perform. He was a loyal cat to his pack.
And I think that's why Don Cornelius loved him
probably,
so much.
Yeah, probably.
Number 7, we got Eric Clapton. Not a big fan of Eric.
I am a fan of Eric Clapton. He plays on Roger Waters' The Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking, the solo LP, and it's just amazing. I mean, the man, Layla. I mean, come on. I mean, he was with Blind Faith and mm-hmm. Cream. He's just, you know.
The Yardbirds, yeah. And he also was, heavily influenced by Jimi Hendrix as well.
Loved Jimi Hendrix. He just went on to say a couple of things that were problematic. But yeah, you can't listen.
But don't we all, though?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. And you cannot dismiss the genius that was Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm. Number 6, Joe Cocker.
Very soulful. You know Cocker, right?
I heard of him.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. I know. I get by with a little help from my friends. Made it a bigger Beatles hit than the Beatles.
Okay. Yeah, you want to bust out some Joe Cocker?
You think I'm not going to bust out some Cocker when I am?
Bust out that Cocker, man.
I love busting out Cocker.
Yeah.
Hold on. My friend. Joe Cocker had some righteous hits. But this was, I mean, obviously this is a cover. It's a Beatles song, but I'll give you one of his last great big hits after we get a little bit of this.
Uh-huh.
I do when my love gets away.
Doesn't worry you to be alone.
No, no. How do I feel at the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
I tell you, I don't want to say it no more.
This is the Wonder Years theme song?
They might have been. I think, yeah. But Beatles suit tune, and I think it was a Ringo Starr song at first. But, Cocker had a massive hit with it right here. And then he did this one. I know you know this one. Come on, Joe. Wait, no, hold on. I don't want the live right here.
Little
feeling all right.
I just can't waste my time.
Yeah, very gritty and bluesy.
Joe Cocker drip soul. Yeah. Hold on. Let me give you one more.
And he's from England. I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, British cat. This was one of my favorite right here because it was from a favorite movie of mine, too.
I dig it.
Check out the vocals on this one.
Better take off your coat real slow. Take off your shoe. I'll take off your shoe.
In the movie 9 1/2 Weeks with Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger, when Kim Basinger was one of the finest creatures on screen, she does a strip tease to this and down to the hat, leaves the hat on. It's cinema gold, as people would say. All right, go ahead.
Number 5 is going to be Sting.
Sting, absolutely 100% soulful, 100%.
Very reggae influenced, especially when he was with the Police.
Reggae influenced, but don't forget, when he left the Police, he was very heavily influenced by jazz.
Yeah,
he had one of the Marsalis boys in his touring studio and touring band. I want to say it was Branford, but it was probably Winton. But either way, it's still fantastic.
Number 4, Don Cornelius' favorite. Mr. David Bowie.
Goddamn right. David Bowie appeared on Soul Train.
And he says, I quote, he married a sister. He's got to be funky. that's what he said, man.
I want to say David Bowie married 2 black girls, I think.
And both of them are so gorgeous.
Yes, I know. Married a white girl, too. Angela was his first wife.
But how long did that last? Not long.
Well, they got a son out of it. David Bowie appeared on... Because he had put out a soul-influenced album, Young Americans. Young Americans, a very soulful song. Mm-hmm. And he talks about, he did interviews where he talked about he was like high. He was high on coke.
Oh, really? Like
he's keeping it 100.
Yeah, he's keeping it real, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why Bowie was Bowie, because he kept it 100.
He kept it 100.
Damn right.
Before the show ends, we got a few more minutes. We got number 3 with Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt, very soulful. Mm-hmm. Very soulful.
She's a blue she's like a blue singer, guitarist.
Bonnie Raitt, you know Bonnie Raitt from this song, sir. Give me Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie Raitt had a couple of hits.
Is she kind of like Reba McEntire?
No, she's country-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. This is probably one of her biggest hit songs. But she was kind of, she was Reba McEntire-ish.
Okay.
But kind of like alt-country. Hold on. A lot of people covered this song.
You can make your heart feel something it won't.
Yeah, Bonnie Raitt, righteous. Mm-hmm. Righteous chick, yeah. A lot of hits.
Number two, Mick Jagger.
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. Sang about brown sugar.
Oh, yeah. Did he really?
Why you make it taste so good?
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Mick knew.
Mick knew what's up. Yeah.
Mick, because Keith Richards playing the Stones, they were very blues-based.
Yeah.
So you can't be a blues-based band and not have soul.
You just
can't do it.
Absolutely. And then number one, Don Cornelius' favorite funky white boys and girls is going to be
Elton John.
Close. James Taylor. Yeah, James Taylor.
I get it, but this song's boring. you gonna put James over Bowie Cornelius?
Yeah, he did. He said, I quote, "He's the funkiest I've ever seen, the funkiest that ever walked."
Really? A James Taylor, a huge amount of hits. I'm trying to figure out, I seen fire and I've seen rain. You got a friend. Boring.
And you want to do a couple, like, you want to do like a honorable mention?
Yes. Give me a call. Yeah.
Honorable mention. I don't know if you remember this woman, Tina Marie. She was working
Tina
with
Marie.
Rick James.
Yeah. Rick James. Yeah. I think she just, there was a birthday where she would have been whatever she passed away.
Yeah, she passed away some time ago. Yeah. Uh-huh. She was one. Listen, when I heard her, I thought she was a black woman.
Listen, everybody did.
Yeah.
Understand. So, you know, her first album, when it was released, they had no picture of her on the cover because the audience that they were selling it to, they didn't want them to be turned off by the fact that it was a white girl.
Oh, I have. That's another part of this book.
It's all in there.
Album covers
and how they try. Yeah. The slicksters.
They try to do a slick one in the 50s.
We'll get into more of that. We're gonna run out of time here. But yes, the problem with Tina Marie, you can't be a teenager and have Rick James mentoring you. That's just not going to end up with.
All right. So look, outside of like the rape allegations and accusations.
I wasn't talking about rape. I'm just talking about drugs. And illicit sex.
Remember Rick James.
I don't know if he had it with her.
Well, remember Rick James came out with that song 17? She was only 17, but she was sexy.
I tell you, in the 70s.
What that about Tina Marie?
In the 70s, you could really sing about sex with a young girl. And people just didn't seem to care.
The 70s was a wild time, Mom.
Yeah, apparently. It was all like cocaine, man. but yes, Tina Marie. She was, it wasn't my type of music. I got it. It was funky. I got it. Remember the Mary Jane girls?
Mary Jane girls, That was under Rick James, too.
Rick James was P. Diddy before P. Diddy was. Luckily, he died. He ain't going through what P. Diddy going through right now.
Him and me.
Come on, P. Diddy. Oh, I got to get the hell out of here.